An intricate dance across the keyboard may tickle your fancy as the critically acclaimed piano duo Anderson and Rowe head to New Orleans. Known for their piano forehand technique, the classical artist will perform a varied repertoire as the Musical Arts Society of New Orleans, MASNO, kicks off its Nocturne 16 Gala. MASNO Executive Director Kara McCool-Wolf joins us. Welcome back.
Thanks, Diane. It's always a treat to chat with you.
I bet you are excited to have landed this piano duo.
Yes, we are so excited, and I'm personally very excited. It's sort of a dream come true. I've hoped that we could bring them here for many years, and I have to give a big shout out to one of our former gold medalists and a dear friend of mine and also of MASNO, Spencer Meyer, who was pretty instrumental in arranging for us to be able to invite this duo here.
Let's start with an introduction. Who are the artists of this dynamic duo, Anderson and Rowe?
Well, they are Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe. They actually met as freshmen in the year 2000 at Juilliard and shortly began their partnership of duo pianists. They have really made their mark in the classical world. They've been referred to as the rock stars of the classical world and the most dynamic duo of this generation. And they tour extensively across this country, of course, and across the world. I believe in New York, they've toured everywhere from Carnegie Hall to children's hospitals, and their mission is to make classical music a relevant force in this world and to bring joy to the world, which is also, you know, what MASNO hopes to do. So it's really fun to have a group that shares a passion that we have.
As you are speaking, the one word that I keep hearing is energy.
Yes.
How are they energizing the classical music scene?
Well, they are playing traditional works, but they're also playing their own arrangements of all sorts of different pieces of music that the world loves. I mean, for instance, they're playing John Lennon and Paul McCartney's Let It Be on our program.
And that's a little different.
Yes, and they're actually opening their program with Astor Piazzolla's Liber Tango, which they have created a very well-known music video of themselves playing this. They've produced many videos which have been viewed by millions. They've been shown at international film festivals, and they have this huge YouTube following. So they've really put themselves out there more in a culturally relevant way, I think, to the society, way outside of just the concert hall with the, you know, quiet clapping only when you're supposed to and such as that. It's just really made it a lot of fun.
Their cover of Let It Be is a rather jazzy rendition.
You know, it's funny, a lot of times people think of classical pianists as rather stoic, but they're not. Some are, I will say, but many are extremely talented jazz performers as well. And of course, they have such fabulous technique and wonderful ears and talent that they can really do anything.
Tell us about the other works on the concert.
They're playing Rachmaninoff's The Night, The Love from Suite No. 1 for two pianos. There will be two pianos on stage, but some of the works will be for two pianos and some will be for one piano with four hands. Then they'll play Bizet's Carmen Fantasy for two pianos, which they've also arranged. And then they'll be playing their own arrangement of the Hallelujah Variations, the theme by Leonard Cohen, which is a personal favorite. And rumor is that the encores will be popular holiday selections.
Oh.
So that should be a lot of fun for our audience as well.
This is MASNO's 16th Nocturne Gala. How does this salon concert and others help to further MASNO's musical mission?
The proceeds from this benefit go to fund the other programs that we provide throughout the year, including the big international piano competition, which is every other year, and our Piano Institute, which is our biggest educational program. And we're able to support emerging artists and young talent, like the piano music students in New Orleans, as well as throughout the country, actually. We also are able to provide opportunities for these musicians to perform here in New Orleans and throughout the world, actually, and provide opportunities for the music lovers in New Orleans to get to hear not only these emerging artists, but also these established, really well-known artists like Anderson and Rowe, who they might otherwise have to travel far to hear.
How will the evening unfold?
It's so much fun. It's at the Ritz-Carlton, and it begins at 5 o'clock with a champagne reception, and then the concert will happen from about 6 to 7:30, and then there will be a delicious multi-course sit-down dinner where the artists will also be present.
So for the attendees, it's actually a chance for them to rub elbows with Anderson and Rowe.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other people who come. For instance, last year we had several of our artists who have moved away come back for it. And it's just a really lovely evening with a wonderful group of people from all walks of life.
MASNO Executive Director Kara McCool-Wolf. Thanks.
Thank you, Diane.
Globally acclaimed pianist Anderson and Rowe will perform at MASNO's Nocturne 16 Gala at the Ritz-Carlton, New Orleans, 921 Canal Street, Sunday, December 2nd. More info is online at masno.org.